one halakha, the laws of kotzer, which is one of the lamentet melachot. Another melacha that's a subdivision of kotzer, sometimes the Gemara says tolesh. Mefarshim explain the lechem meshneh in Perek Chet, Melchot Shabbat halakha gimal. It says, Ben el eda hiluk ben tolesh ka kotzer, she kotzer bechli, ve tolesh biyad. Kotzer, you use an instrument, a keli. And tolesh, you pull something from with your hands. But what is the melacha? Basically, it's taking something, pulling it out of the ground, or from where it grows, or from where it receives its nurture. This melachah kotzer applies to things that grow from the ground, or things that are similar to the karka. And therefore, if a person, let's say, cuts wheat on Shabbat, he takes a sickle and he cuts the wheat. Or let's say, grapes from a tree. Or he goes to the date tree and he pulls off the dates. Or olives, for that matter, or figs. All this is the same melacha. You're taking an item from the place where it grows. These are asur mena Torah. And tolesh would be the same thing. A person was tolesh with his hands. So the question is, what about something that doesn't grow from the ground? But you have, for example, grass that's growing on a wall, for example. Or sometimes you have moss or grass that's growing on rocks and things like that. Or let's say a mushroom that is growing on the ground, but it's not growing from the ground itself. It's a fungus that grows on the ground. So the halakha discusses this as well. Maran writes it in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Lam Midvav Halakha He. And basically the halakha is Kol ha'okev davar memekom gedolo b'shabbat hayav mishum kotzer lefichach tzror, a rock, sha'alu bo asabim, grass on it, v'chishut, chishut is like the hops, sha'ala b'sneh, to start to grow in the thorn bush, v'asabim she'samchu al gebe ha'bayit, grass that started growing on the side of the house or on the wall of the house, v'tolesh mehem chayav she'zehu makom gintulam. That's based on the Gemara Shabbat Kufzai. Basically, since they're growing in that place, so that's considered Makom Gidulam, the place where they are growing. It's a place where they're being nurtured. And therefore, on Shabbat, one would be Hayah.